her brother had a stroke, and he lived around Canoga Park Church.
那时候李弟兄就特别邀请他说过来跟我们大家认识，因为我们都还没有认识他的家人，但是已经都有在探访这个Patricia 的弟弟。
And we had started visiting Patricia's brother, so Brother Liu invited his family to come so we could meet everyone since we were already visiting them.
所以那时候我就有听到说，叶弟兄有很好的见证。
And that is when we discovered that Brother Ye had a very good testimony.
那之后也有请问陈传道，那陈传道也是说他有到尔湾教会，还有到刚果教会去见证过。
And we asked Pastor Chen, and he said that Brother Ye had testified at Irvine Church and Garden Grove Church.
所以我们很感谢神今天有这个机会。
So we thank God for this opportunity today.
那我们现在就请他见证。
And now we will ask him to testify.
In the name of Lord
Jesus Christ, I testify here.
感谢主让我有这样的一个机会来这里述说他的恩典。
I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to come and describe his grace.
然后赞美主在我身上的一些奇妙作为。
And I thank the Lord for performing wondrous deeds on me.
我是一个所谓的第三代的基督徒。
I am a so-called third-generation Christian.
我是生长在我的祖父是长老教会的长老。
My grandfather was an elder in the Presbyterian Church.
那我的母亲是教会的执事。
My mother was a deacon in the church.
一直到几年前，年龄的关系就是任满了。
And she fulfilled her deaconship a few years ago when she became more elderly.
所以我也跟一般的小孩子一样，就是从小有机会在教会里面上我们讲主日学宗教教育的课程。
And like many children here, I had the opportunity to grow up in Sunday school or religious education.
不过在那样的一个过程当中，在我的主日学的生活当中，我并没有真的学习到什么东西。
But in my Sunday school education, I did not learn much.
因为我对道理也没有什么的了解，年纪还小的关系。
Because I was young, I didn't understand the scripture very well.
我就知道说礼拜天去主日学的时候，结束后会有点心吃。
All I knew was after Sunday school we would have snack time.
然后每次要去礼拜天要到教会之前，母亲总是会给我10块钱准备要奉献。
And every day before I went to church, my mother would give me $10 for offering.
那我也不知道从哪里学到说，我们要做十一奉献。
所以 I didn't know this meant that we had to give tithe.
所以我就把10块钱拿给主日学老师，请他找我9块钱，我要奉献1块。
So I would give the $10 to my Sunday school teacher and ask for $9 back and tell her I only wanted to offer $1.
那我就拿了那9块跑去租漫画书来看。
And with the $9, I would use that to rent comic books.
那为了这样的事情，也让我妈妈责备了很多次。
And because of this, my mom chastised me many times.
那这就是我小时候在教会的一个生活。
And this was my life in church when I was young.
那当我逐渐的长大的时候，我外面不管是在学校或是朋友的接触越来越宽广。
And as I grew up, I made more friends. Inside and also outside church and school.
那生活上就越来越复杂。
And my life became more complicated.
我从大概国中的时候就开始学会抽烟。
Starting in junior high, I learned how to smoke.
我也吸强力胶。
And I also sniffed glue.
我也会用安非他命。
And I used amphetamines.
我也会赌博。
I also knew how to gamble.
我也跟人家打架。
And I also fought with other people.
虽然没有加入帮派。我也是整天跟人家成群结党。
Even though I didn't join a gang, I ganged up with other people every day.
那时候的脾气非常暴躁，为了一点小事情。
And my temper was very bad.
我曾经就是在学校为了一点小事情跟人家起了冲突。
And one time at school, because of a small matter, I came into a conflict with someone else.
那就拿起了扁钻往他的身上刺下去。就一个小刀，一个小刀。
And then I used a small knife and I stabbed the other person.
那我也会因为人家对我一个很不友善的眼神。
And just because of an unfriendly look from someone.
在路上就拿刀子追他。
I could take a knife and chase after a person on the street.
像这样的我不知道神在我心里面是什么样的位置。
And I didn't know what position God had in my heart.
所以我一直过着就是可以说是任意而行的生活。
And I lived a life of indulgence.
我认为我有这样的自由。
I felt that that was my freedom.
一直到了我结婚以后，我的生活有一点改变。
And it wasn't until I became married that my life had changed.
比较安定，有了小孩子以后，生活也比较保守多了。
And my life became more stable, and after I became a parent, my life became more conservative.
可是对我的脾气也并没有改变太多。
But this didn't change my temper much.
那我来美国以后，因为我叔叔的关系，所以他带我们到尔湾迦南教会。
And because when I immigrated to the U.S. because of my uncle, I attended the Canaan Church in Irvine.
那我婶婶在那里照顾小孩子。
And my aunt was taking care of children there.
所以我太太很喜欢到那里有一段时间把小孩子交给他们。
And my wife really enjoyed going there and letting the kids stay there for a while.
那我也偶尔会陪她一起去。
And occasionally I would attend church with my wife.
可是这样的生活并没有为我带来多少的改变。
But this type of lifestyle didn't cause much change in me.
我太太常跟我讲说，在结婚之前我从来不知道你是一个基督徒。
And my wife told me, before we got married, I didn't even know you were a Christian.
当她发现我是基督徒的时候，大概是在婚礼是在教会举行的。
She only realized I was a Christian when we held our wedding in a church.
我的生活上完全是没有见证的。
Because there was no testimony of God in my life.
到有一天，2005年，大概十月份，我记得是秋季灵恩布道会。
And until October 2005, that was when it was the fall spiritual convocation.
我收到一个邀请卡。
I received an invitation card.
从真耶稣教会寄来的一个灵恩布道会的邀请卡。
And this invitation card was from the True Jesus Church for its spiritual convocation.
那一段时间，因为我自己本身经历了两次在车祸交通上的有一些紧急。虽然没有产生意外。
And about that time, I experienced two emergencies on the road, which didn't cause accidents.
所以我有一点，可以说是有一种警觉。
But they caused me to be more alert.
所以凡是有布道会或者是一些大型的特别的聚会，我就会去参加。
And this caused me to attend any large evangelical type services.
不管是哪一个教会或者是哪一个教派办的。
And I didn't care which church or which denomination hosted these.
所以当我收到那个卡片的时候，我就放在心上。
So when I received this invitation card, I kept it in my heart.
那因为距离还有一段时间，当我再次想到的时候，已经是星期六的晚上。
And some time passed. By the time I remembered it, it was already Saturday night.
我就告诉我的家人说，哎，有一个布道会，我们一起去参加。
And I told my family, there's an evangelical service. Let's go together.
那我们就这样自己走进了尔湾的真耶稣教会。
And that's how we walked into the True Jesus Church in Irvine.
当我进去的时候，因为有准备 爱宴。
Because when I entered the church, I expected to receive
爱餐，爱餐。
A dinner.
Yeah. 那或许我们到的时间晚，也没有认识的人。
And we got there late, and we didn't know anyone there.
所以感受上有一点好像蛮冷漠的。
Oh, and we expected to have food, but we got there late, and it caused us to feel a little lonely.
这是我去那么多的地方从来没有的感觉。
And this was a feeling I never experienced when I went to all the other places.
那个晚上，其实在道理当中，我也没有听到多少。
And regarding the sermon, I didn't learn much from it that night.
也没有觉得有什么多大的不同。
And I didn't feel that it was much different.
唯一记得的就是每半年有这样的一个灵恩布道会。
The only thing that I remembered was that these convocations happened every half year.
所以在那一个晚上以后，我就没有再继续到教会去了。
And after that night, I did not continue to go to church.
也没有人来电话关怀，或者是有跟进的动作。
And there was no follow-up from the church, whether in phone call or any type of follow-up.
结果很奇妙的是，我在一个偶然的机会下。
But very miraculously,
进到了那个真耶稣教会尔湾喜信网站。
By chance, I entered this a website by the True Jesus Church.
我也不知道是怎么去进去，不过我就从那里开始每天的一个基本信仰的学习。
And I don't even know how I entered the website, but because of that, I learned about the basic beliefs every day.
那在同时间，因为我也在迦南教会，尔湾迦南教会聚会。
And during this time, I attended services at the Canaan Church in Irvine.
所以我也参加圣经的速读班。
And I also joined a program to read through the Bible.
我从两个方面来看，来思考，我们所教导的基本信仰是不是从圣经而来。
And so from these two avenues, I started thinking about where our basic beliefs came from.
并不是单方面的去听来的。
I didn't only listen to it.
所以在经过了大概半年的时间，到约莫三月的时候。
And another half year passed, and when it became about the end of March,
心里就突然有一个感动，好像那个真耶稣教会的灵恩布道会快到了。
There was a feeling in my heart that the True Jesus Church's evangelical services it's about time that they would have them again.
那我为了能够听清楚整个讯息，所以我在之前的一个月就开始每个安息日来参加聚会。
And for the sake of understanding the message more clearly, I started attending services the month before the evangelical services.
不想错过任何一堂讯息。
And I didn't want to miss a single message.
那当我开始聚会的时候，当我从第一次再一次踏进教会的时候。
And this second time going to the True Jesus Church, as soon as I stepped into the church,
那个感受跟第一次完全的不一样。
The feeling was completely different than the first time.
当我听到第一次讲说奉耶稣基督圣名在这里讲话。
And the first time I heard them say, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我的眼泪就掉下来。
I started shedding tears.
我从诗会当中。
And from the hymns.
从领诗的人诗情或是讲道甚至翻译的弟兄。
And from the hymn leader or the pianist or even the translator.
从每一个站在会前服侍的弟兄姐妹身上。
And from everyone who stood before the congregation to serve the Lord.
我清楚感受到不一样。
I felt something different.
每个诗歌，每一个讲道，似乎都在对我讲。
Every hymn and every sermon seemed to be speaking to me.
这里面有安慰。
And in these messages was comfort.
当然更多有责备。
But there was also reprimand.
有鼓励。
There was encouragement.
有太多太多。
And there were a lot of things I learned.
所以灵恩布道会那几天，我从每就是每一节我都参与。
And I attended every single session of that spiritual convocation.
那因为没有认识的人，所以
because I didn't know anyone.
所以我大部分的时间都坐在会堂。
So most of the time I sat in the chapel.
吃完饭我也没有人可以交通，我也坐在会堂。
And after I ate the meal, I didn't have anyone to talk to, so I also sat in the chapel.
我感谢主给我这样的一个机会，能够更亲近他。
And I thank the Lord for an opportunity to draw closer to Him.
当我信息听完的时候
，And after I heard the message,
我相信既然有那么好的救恩，为什么我没有在当中呢
？I thought to myself, if there's such a great salvation, then why am I not amongst it?
也没有人来问我要不要洗礼。
And no one came to ask me if I wanted to become baptized.
所以最后一个时间，我跑去问传道。
So at the last moment, I went to ask the pastor.
我可不可以洗礼
？Can I be baptized?
我要在这个救恩当中。
I want to be among. I want to receive the salvation.
传道花了一些时间跟我做，就是基本信仰的确认。
And the pastor used some time to confirm my knowledge of the basic beliefs.
那当然可能。后面也有开会，这一切 我都不是知道。
And perhaps they had meetings in the background, but I wasn't aware of what was going on.
然后交给我一本信徒手册。
And they gave me a member's guide.
那当我回家要预备明天的洗礼的时候
，And the next when I went home and prepared for baptism the next day.
我心想，明天我就要成为一个新的人。
I thought to myself, tomorrow I will be a new person.
就像我讲的，我抽烟是从国中开始抽。
Just as I told you, I started smoking in junior high.
所以我想说，哦，那在明天成为新的人之前，我还能够，对不对？过一下我旧的生活。
And I thought to myself, before I become a new person tomorrow, I can experience my old life today.
当我有这样的想法的时候，我看到信徒手册讲说，你不要抽烟。
And when I had this thought, I read the member's guide and it said you shouldn't smoke.
有一段话就进来我心里面。
And there was a message that entered my heart.
就哥林多前书所讲到的，你们的身体是圣灵的殿。
And this was from 1 Corinthians, and this tells us that our bodies are the temple of Christ.
圣灵要住在你们里面。
And the Holy Spirit will live in us.
你们不是在属于自己。
And we don't belong to ourselves.
那个画面是那么的清新。我以前一直拿烟熏这个殿。我以前一直拿香烟去熏这个殿。
And this image was so clear to me because in the past I had used cigarettes to fill this temple.
我马上心里面这样跟主立约。
And in my heart, I made a covenant with the Lord.
我求主，你把这个不好的习惯拿掉。
I asked the Lord to take away my bad habit.
这是我们立约的记号。
And this is the mark of our covenant.
如果我再次拿起来，我就离开你了。
If I take one more cigarette, then I will depart from you.
我从来没有经过戒烟。
And I had never quit smoking before.
就那样的一个意念转变。
And with that one thought,
感谢主就这样带我经历过整个生命的改变。
I thank God that my life was able to be transformed.
其实那是一个第二次的经历。
Actually, that was a second experience for me.
第一次的经历应该是我进入会堂。
The first experience should be when I stepped into the chapel.
当我跪下来祷告的时候。
When I knelt down and prayed.
以前我们从来没有跪着祷告。
Before I never knelt down to pray.
我记忆当中我有两次祷告。
In my memory, I had prayed twice.
一次是，两次基本上都是碰到危险。
And both times it was because I had encountered danger.
一次是好玩爬到一个小山丘上。
The first time it was because I wanted more adventure, so I climbed up this hill.
上不上下不下。
And I was stuck in the middle of the hill.
所以要不知道往哪一边走。
And I didn't know which way to go.
我就呼求主。
And I called out to the Lord.
那是我的第一次祷告。
That was the first time I prayed.
一次是看见我父亲的痛苦，为他祷告。
And the second time was when I saw the pain of my father and I prayed for him.
当我跪在主的面前祷告的时候，一个很奇妙的事情就发生了。
But when I knelt before the Lord to pray, a very miraculous thing happened.
我的脚当时长了一个骨刺。
I had a fracture in my bone.
结果就也没有向主求。
In my leg at the time, and I didn't even ask the Lord for anything.
经过一个月后，我突然发现，哎，怎么从来那种疼痛感都没有了。
But after a month, I realized that the pain from that bone fracture was gone.
所经历的不止这一些。
And this isn't even the end of my experiences.
有太多太多，所以。我有很多次机会起来的见证分享。
There are so many experiences that I will be able to share in subsequent times.
我第一次见证分享的时候讲到我有糖尿病。
The first time I testified how I had diabetes.
那因为糖尿病的关系引起我的牙周病。
And because of diabetes, I also had gum disease.
所以在一年当中掉了八颗牙齿。
So in 1 year, I lost 8 teeth.
可是我还是真心感谢神。
But I still thank the Lord from my heart.
因为当我在做见证分享的时候，那个当下，我的药是对我产生作用的。
Because when I was testifying for the Lord, the medicine that I was taking, it had an effect.
在那之前，虽然我服用药物，可是指数一直没有办法正常。
And before that, even though I was taking medicine, it didn't help my situation.
那我掉的八颗牙齿并没有影响到我的饮食。
And even though I lost 8 teeth, it did not affect my appetite.
我前面门牙还有一颗在。
I still have 1 tooth in the front of my mouth.
所以我就是为了这一颗牙齿来感谢神。
And I thank the Lord for my 1 remaining tooth.
没想到当我感谢完了以后，隔年又掉了两颗。
But after I thank the Lord, I lost 2 more teeth the next year.
我不知道为什么。
And I don't know why.
我为着要感谢神的时候，隔年我又增加了两颗药。
Yeah.
我就是 medicine.
Oh. Yeah. And after I thank the Lord, I had to go on take 2 more types of medicine the next year.
我为着我的工作感谢神，我说。在我这一生当中，从来没有一个时段生活那么平稳。
And I also thank the Lord for my work, and because I had never been so peaceful in my life until that point.
在这个工作岗位，我做了6.5年。
And in that position, I worked for 6.5 years.
对我来讲是最久的一次。
For me, that was the longest period of time I had worked.In a job.
基本上我大概半年就换一次工作。
Because I would change jobs every half a year before that.
结果很奇妙的，隔年的第一天上班我就被 lay off。
But very miraculously, the next year, the first day I went to work, I was laid off.
就像我讲的，每次见证后那个恩典就被拿掉。
And just as I mentioned, it seemed that every time I testified of God's grace, thatGrace would be taken away from me after I testified.
虽然不明白，但我清楚神有他的美意。
And even though I don't understand this, I know that God's plan is beautiful.
所以，当我没有了工作的时候，我多了时间。
And when I didn't have a job anymore, I had more time.
我可以陪陪小孩子。
I was able to spend more time with my children.
我也可以去关怀别人。
And I can care about other people.
在去年三月有一个很偶然的机会。
And last March, I had a very random opportunity.
我太太被安排要送餐点去给一个需要 关怀的夫妇。
Because my wife was scheduled to send a meal to a couple that needed some concern.
这个小红，她是因为是脑瘤开刀住院。
And
是不是一个朋友？
And we had a friend who had a brain tumor, and she was hospitalized after the surgery.
所以我太太去为他们送餐食。
So my wife sent a meal to them.
那因为蛮远的，所以我就跟她一起去。
Because the distance was far, I accompanied her.
在这之前，我跟这对夫妇虽然认识，但没有任何的交通。
And before this, I knew of this couple, but I didn't have any interaction with them.
可是表面上好像是我们去关怀他。
And on the surface, it seemed that we were there to show concern to them.
可是我们在那里当中，因为我跟他先生的一些交谈，我们得到了更多。
But because of my conversation, through my conversation with the husband, we gained even more.
那时候我刚碰到一个问题。
That was when I had encountered a difficulty.
这要回来讲到我的工作。
And I'd like to return to talk about my work.
虽然我元月份失去工作的时候，我每天去参加聚会。
And when I had lost my job in January, I attended services every day.
就像我讲的，虽然没了工作，可是时间很多。
Just as I mentioned before, I had no job, but I had more time.
所以我从礼拜一参加到礼拜天。
So I would attend services from Monday through Sunday.
每天都有不同的聚会。
And every day I attended different services.
其实到礼拜四的时候，我已经接到公司的通知说，要以 contract 再找我回去。
Actually, on one of the Thursdays, I had received a notice from the company. They wanted me back as a contractor.
所以不到一个礼拜的时间，我又回公司了。
And after being laid off, it was less than a week that I returned to work.
那在那里所思考的就是，一个 contract 你不可以请假。
And this caused me to think about it, because for a contractor, you don't have any vacation time.
那时候我父亲因为身体的需要，我需要回去一趟。
And because my father, because of my father's physical condition, I needed to return home.
当我在医院探访到这个夫妇，经过他先生告诉我，跟我的分享以及鼓励，我知道没有什么比这个更重要。
And when I went to visit this couple, this husband encouraged me, and he, through his encouragement, I realized that there was nothing more important than my father.
所以我当下心里马上决定我要回去一趟。
And in my heart, I made the decision to return home.
不管回来是不是会失去工作。
And I didn't care if I would lose my job after returning.
果然回来是失去了工作。
And true enough, after returning, I lost my job.
所以又回来原点，我时间又多了。
And I came back to square one, which meant that I had more time.
每天送完了小孩子，我没事做。
And after sending off the kids in the morning, I had nothing to do every day.
我没想到，既然有一对家人那么的接纳我。
But I didn't know there was a family that accepted me.
就是我这个朋友。
Which is the family of this friend.
我每天到他们家读经祷告。
And every day I went to their house to pray and read the Bible.
不是去安慰他，是彼此安慰。
I didn't go there to comfort them. I went there to mutually comfort each other.
我们在那里半年的生活。
And I spent half a year there.
这种经历真的让我跟我三个弟弟从来没有过的。
And this was an experience I never had, even with my three younger brothers.
那一种亲近。
It was such closeness.
让我想到腓立比书二章一二节所说的。
And this reminded me of what is described in Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉、爱心，若有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心灵有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同， 爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 1, it says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded.
这让我每次我邀请他到我们真耶稣教会的时候
And every day when, every time when I encouraged him to come to the True Jesus Church,
大家总是习惯性的称他慕道友
Everyone would call this friend a truth seeker.
可是对我来讲，他远胜于我的骨肉兄弟。
But to me, this friend was closer than my blood brothers.
这个不就像主所教导的
？Wasn't this as like the Lord's teaching here?
凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹。
Oh, that everyone who obeys the will of the Lord are my brothers and sisters.
和母亲呢
？Or mother.
有了这样的经历。
And once I had this experience,
在去年底的时候，另外一个朋友，他是八十几岁的一个，我叫他周妈妈。
I had another friend who was about 80 some years old, and I called her 周妈妈。
她因为肺部有产生不好的细胞，需要切除。
And this Mama Jo, she had some bad cells in her lungs that had to be removed.
那因为她在这里只有跟她女儿一起住。
And because she only lived with her daughter here.
所以我也有机会去陪伴她们，关怀她们。
I also had the opportunity to spend time with them and take care of them.
当她女儿去上班的时候，白天我就在医院陪她们。
And when the daughter went to work during the day, I would spend time with Mama Jo at the hospital.
那又经历了另外一段跟生命的，就是在生命当中看到她如何去面对这一切。
And I also witnessed how she faced the difficulties in life.
感谢主，她现在是完全的复原。
And thank God she has completely recovered.
因为这两次的经验，有一天突然有一个不认识的人打电话给我太太。
And because of these two experiences, one day someone, a stranger, called my wife.
听说你先生会可以照顾病人。
And she told my wife, I heard that your husband is good at taking care of patients.
原来是他的先生中风，住在医院当中。
And So what happened was the caller's husband had a stroke and was living in the hospital.
当我知道的时候，我立刻同意。
And when I found out, I immediately agreed.
这当中所经历的一切一切，真的都是神的带领。
And all that I have experienced in between is the Lord's guidance.
从第一个、第二个、第三个，他们有一个共同的地方。
From the first, second, and third patients, or the people who are ill, I found one common strain.
都有插管。
They all had tubes in them.
第三个 patient, 他把插管自己把它拔掉。
On the third patient, he removed his tubes on his own.
结果不到十一天的时间，他从不可以进食到可以进食。
And within 11 days, he went from not being able to take any food to being able to eat.
因为有这样的经验，我极力的告诉第二个 patient 说，你一定要想办法让医生让他尝试把管子拿掉。
And with this experience, I strongly recommended to the second patient that they should convince the doctor to remove the feeding tubes.
因为人的生命，神所给的太奇妙了。
Because our lives are given by the Lord, and the Lord is wondrous.
这第三个是，他是有付费的，有 有付钱给我的。
Oh, the, so the third patient that I was taking care of, he decided to pay me.
没有前面这两个机会，我不可能进入到第三个机会。
But without the two experiences with the first and second patient, I could not have entered my relationship with the third patient.
当我们遇见失去工作的时候，第一个面临到的问题可能就是财务上的问题。
And when we lose our jobs, the first question we may encounter, first difficulty is our financial situation.
我那时候只做这样的一个祷告。
All I did at the time was make this prayer.
我说主啊，我将这一切交在你的手上。
I said, Lord, I give this all into your hands.
不要让这个财务的问题去影响到我所资助的孩童。
And don't let my financial difficulties affect the children that I support.
因为这个关系到他们的生活。
Because this affects their lives too.
在这一切的经验，我以下要讲的就是奉献的部分。
And in this experience, I also want to talk about giving tithe.
现在尔湾教会在做第二期的建堂。
Right now, Irvine Church is having their second phase of construction.
四年前有一次的，认卷调查。
And 4 years ago, they had a survey.
就是按着你个人的感动，看你计划怎么去奉献。
And they surveyed everyone on how they planned on contributing to the church according to their according to their own preferences or movement.
我经过祷告，我一个清楚的看见，神的恩典是越来越多。
And when I was praying about it, I clearly saw that the Lord'sblessing was increasing in my life.
所以我的奉献也应该是越来越多。
And I thought to myself that my contribution should also be increasing.
我的就跟他写一个数字一二三四。
So I pledged the amount, 1, 2, 3, 4.
第一年不难。
I pledged in different, for 4 years. The first year it wasn't difficult.
第二年也不难。
The second year it wasn't difficult either.
第三年稍微还是过得去。
The third year, it seemed like I could still make it.
第四年没工作了。
But the fourth year, I was laid off.
我从来没想说我要改变什么。
I never thought that I was going to change anything.
前面所讲的这一切，所预备的这一切，是神所亲自预备的。
And what was prepared in the previous years was prepared by the Lord.
我在第三个照料这一个病患当中，
But when I was taking care of this third patient,
我所得到的足足满足这样的一个奉献。
What I received fulfilled my pledge amount for the fourth year.
也能够满足我资助的认养儿童。
And I also was able to support the children that I have.
在没工作的时候还可以加一个。
So I was able to pay off my pledge amount and also add another sponsored child that I was trying to sponsor.
在这里我要讲耶和华以勒，神必预备。
And here I'd like to just testify that the Lord will prepare.
我们感谢主，真的一路的这样的带领。
And I thank the Lord for guiding me so far.
在三月中旬，我照顾了这个，他已经肢体99.9%都已经康复了。
And by the end of March, the third patient that I was taking care of, he had recovered 99.9%.
剩下语言的部分。
And what was left was his speech.
因为这段期间我总是会在礼拜四带他到教会参加早上的团契聚会。
And during this time, I would take this patient to church on Thursday mornings for fellowship.
所以当三月中我没有在照顾他的时候，
And,
他还是继续去参加团契聚会到现在。
And at the end of March, After I stopped taking care of him, he continued to attend these services until now.
到了三月底。
Oh, and that was from the middle of March. And at the end of March,
就发生在我身上。
Something happened to me.
突然有一天晚上，我的血压飙高。
One night, my blood pressure became very high.
我的左侧一直到颈部，耳后，整个觉得快爆开的感觉。
It seemed that on the left side of my body, from my neck to my ear, it seemed about to burst.
然后舌头发麻。
And my tongue became numb.
因为之前有照顾中风的病人
，and because I had taken care of stroke patients in the past，
我就是感觉好像是我快中风了。
I thought that I was about to get a stroke。
我就告诉我太太说，打电话去找一些中医师。
And I told my wife to call Chinese medicine doctors。
是不是有那个一两个针可以解除这样的一个情况
？Or the acupuncturist, and I asked if a few needles could solve this problem.
每一个中医师都说，你赶快去急诊吧。
And every acupuncturist said you have to go call the emergency room.
所以我知道我没有办法求助于人。
And that's when I knew that I couldn't depend on people.
我转眼向神。
I turned my sight toward God.
那时候刚好又是我们的灵恩布道会了。
And that was when it was spiritual convocation time again.
让我可以专心的祷告。
And it gave me the opportunity to pray and focus.
每次灵恩布道会，我总是把我所无法面对的带到神的面前。
In every spiritual convocation, I would bring before the Lord the problems I couldn't face.
在那个祷告当中，我清楚的我知道，我告诉神说，主啊，求你来改变我。
And in that prayer, I remember clearly, I was asking the Lord to change me.
你既然能够改变我的生命，这在你来不算什么。
I told him, since you could change my life, this would be nothing for you.
所以我就把自己交在主的手上。
And I gave myself over to the Lord.
当然，或许讲很轻松。
Maybe it's easy to say this.
我立刻请求代祷。
But I immediately asked everyone to pray for me.
我请我周边认识的人用祷告托住我。
And I asked everyone around me whom I knew to pray for me.
就从那当下，我的药就这样停掉。
And from that moment on, I was able to stop all my medication.
每天要吃十个药，高血压、高血脂、高血糖的药。
Every day I had to eat 10 types of medicine for high blood pressure and high cholesterol and high for other problems.
就单单的将自己的心意转向神。
And what I did was I turned my heart to God.
奇妙的事就这样发生。
And that's how the miracle happened.
我不再头痛。
I no longer had headaches.
血压也不再有问题。
And I didn't have any problems with my blood pressure.
七月底我有机会再回台湾一趟做检查。
At the end of July, I had the opportunity to return to Taiwan once more for a physical.
基本上都是正常。
And I was pretty normal.
我唯一所做的就是祷告。
And all I did was pray.
禁食。
I would fast and pray.
就是做这两件事情。
And this is what I did.
你们现在看到的我是以前的应该是四分之三。
And what you see of me right now is probably three quarters of my old self.
这半年我减了45磅。
And during this half year, I lost 45 pounds.
完全没有挨饿。
But I wasn't hungry at all.
没有任何抵抗。
And I didn't have to resist anything.
如果想要怎么做到的，要知道怎么做到，私下再来问我。
If you want to know the secret of this, come talk to me privately.
所以有太多太多的感谢的话语。
And there are too many words of thanks for me to speak.
其实这个饮食的节制，我必须要讲到陈传道。
And speaking of controlling my diet, I have to mention Pastor Chen.
我到教会一年多以后，有一次他很郑重的到我的前面来。
And one time after a year or so of coming to church,He came to me and spoke very seriously.
他告诉我，叶弟兄，你知不知道圣灵所结的果子？
And he told me, Brother Ye, do you know the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
他就跟我讲，有仁爱、 喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And he said there is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, hopefulness, gentleness, and the last one was self-control.
他特别提议的就是最后一个节制。
And he emphasized the last one, which was self-control.
当然，我就是笑笑的，就让他过去了。
And I just smiled and I let him pass.
所以我经历了那么多的事情。
And after experiencing all this,
这一切让我感受到神的仆人一样拥有权柄。
And this caused me to realize that the servant of the Lord has authority.
上个月我们一起参加一个讲习会。
And last month when we attended a seminar together,
又碰到陈传道。
I met Pastor Chen again.
陈传道看看我，告诉我医生说。
And Pastor Chen looked me told me.
就停在这里吧。
You should just stop here.
那时候刚过了。我心里面的目标
and
半磅
that was when I had just reached the goal in my heart, which is half a pound.
所以这次我选择要赶紧的顺服。
So this time I decided to submit immediately.
所以真的有太多事情要感谢。
So there are too many things for me to be thankful of.
我知道时间已经到了，不过让我再补充一点。
I know that my time is up, but I'd like to talk about one more point.
这一点我在做见证的时候在思考是不是应该要分享。
And I was debating whether or not to share this in my testimony.
很奇妙的，今天早上有人在我们这里得了圣灵。
But very wondrously, someone received the Holy Spirit here this morning.
所以我觉得我必须要分享这一段。
So I feel that I have to share about this.
其实有一段时间，我的信心并不是很坚固。
Actually, there was a period of time where my faith wasn't very steady.
从我的描述当中，也应该不难看出，我除了在真耶稣教会，我也在其他的教会。
From my testimony,it should be quite easy to realize that I was not only in the True Jesus Church, I also attended other churches at the same time. Because we observe the Sabbath, but other churches observe Sunday. And that is why I was able to attend services from Monday through Sunday. There were so many choices and so many activities.
在一段时间，当我每次要跪下祷告的时候，我的脚就抽筋。
But during this time, every time I knelt down to pray, I would have a Charlie horse.
我知道有问题。
I knew there was a problem.
可是问题在哪里，我不知道。
But I didn't know where the problem lied.
我只向主求说，让我跪在你的面前，我就感谢你。
And all I did was ask the Lord for me to kneel down before Him, and I would praise Him.
所以我记得，我每次跪下来，我先感谢主。
So every time I knelt down, I would praise the Lord first.
可是还是常常跪不下来。
But a lot of times I still could not kneel down.
这样的经验至少十几次。
And this occurred about 10 or more times.
也让我想到我第一次要上台献诗的时候。
And this also reminded me the first time I was about to present hymns.
早上都好好的，中午突然就全身僵硬不能动。
I was fine in the morning, but by lunchtime, my body was stiff and I couldn't move.
有一个学中医的弟兄好意要来帮忙。
And there was a Chinese medicine, a brother who studied Chinese medicine. He was trying to help me.
我告诉他就让主的旨意成全。
And I told him, let the Lord's will be done.
所以我用祷告。
So I prayed.
晚上我上台了。
And at night, I was able to present in the choir.
那之前一个台阶都跨不上去。
Before that, I couldn't even step on one step.
所以有这样的经验，我知道这是很清楚的，有问题。
And from this experience, I clearly knew I had a problem.
去年三月我回去看望父亲的时候
And last March, when I returned to see my father,
刚好碰到花莲灵恩的布道会。
I also, that was when Hualien Church in Taiwan had their spiritual convocation.
那很自然的，我为着我父亲的身体，我就每天参加布道聚会。
And very naturally, I attended the services every night, for the sake of my father.
为父亲祷告。
I went there to pray for my father.
也为自己祷告。
I also prayed for myself.
求主让我明了到底我是哪里得罪了他。
And I asked the Lord to make me understand where I had sinned against him.
记得在最后一天，最后一个时刻。
And I remember at the very last moment.
当赖川当我在祷告的时候，心里面有一突然一个意念。
When I was praying, I suddenly had a thought in my heart.
是不是我去两个教会使你不喜悦？
I asked the Lord, are you unhappy because I am attending two churches?
当那样的意念出来的时候，
And when that thought entered my mind,
赖大成传道来按手。
A pastor named Pastor Lai came to lay hands on me.
他告诉我，
And he told me, you received the Holy Spirit.
你以前有圣灵。你以前有圣灵。
You used to have the Holy Spirit.
让我清楚地知道。
And this clearly told me.
我做了神所不喜悦的事情。
I had done something that the Lord was not pleased with.
虽然我不明了。
Even though I don't understand.
到现在我还不明了。
And I still don't understand right now.
我选择顺服主的旨意。
I chose to obey the will of God.
我希望主的旨意成全在我身上。
And I hope that the will of God can be manifested through me.
也求主继续地引领我们前面的道路。
And I ask the Lord to continue guiding my path ahead.
愿所有的颂赞荣耀都归到主的名下。
And may all the glory and praise be unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We thank God and we thank Brother Ye for giving us such a full testimony.
那除了给我们带来丰富的见证，他还给我们带来减肥的秘方。
And he not only gave us an edifying testimony, but also the secret of losing weight.
很感谢神的带领。
So we thank the Lord for his guidance.
从他的见证当中呢，我们知道，他是第三代的长老教会的信徒。
From his testimony, we learned that he is a third generation member, a believer from the Presbyterian Church.
但是他还一直生活在罪恶当中。
But he continued to live in sin.
直到他接到我们真耶稣教会的传单之后。
Until he received a flyer from the True Jesus Church.
他开始认真地查考我们教会的真理。
He started seeking the truth. In the True Jesus Church.
从神的一步一步带领当中，他开始改变了他的生活。
And from God's guidance, he started changing his life step by step.
所以我们这个邀请单也真的是发挥了很大的这个文宣的工作。
And this tells us that our flyers have been used for evangelism.
Yeah, 有时候我们会觉得常常会有这种感觉啦，尤其我们最近在发传单的时候会觉得说好像发了都那个都没有下落哈。
Sometimes we will feel, especially recently, that these flyers are going nowhere.
但是呢神的拣选呢是我们没有办法预测的。
But God's choosing is something that we cannot predetermine.
在罗马书那边有讲到说神在神的智慧。
In the book of Romans, it tells us that the wisdom of the Lord is very deep.
他预先所定下的人，他要召他们来。
Because whom he has already chosen.
罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们请翻开罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8,
29 节。
Verse 29.
二十九三十哈
，Verse 29 and Verse 30。
因为他预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样式，他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。三十
，Verse 30。
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. 30. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
所以真的很感谢神啊，他因为也因为神的恩典神的选召，他能够成为我们当中的一位。
And we thank the Lord because of the Lord's choosing in his grace, Brother Ye is also able to become one among us.
还有一点呢，我觉得也很感动的呢，也就是他常常为了他父亲的病来祷告。
One thing I was very touched by was that he would often pray for his father's illness.
他在为他父亲祷告的时候，他自己脚的病就好了。
And when he was praying for his father,the problem with his leg was healed.
这个在诗篇上也有记载。
And this is also recorded in the book of Psalms.
我们请看诗篇三十五篇十三节。
Let's turn to Psalm 35, verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
至于我，当他们有病的时候，我便穿麻衣，进食，刻苦己心，我所求的都归到自己的怀中。
13. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting, when my prayers returned to me unanswered.
所以，就是这种见证，我们也是有常常有听到。
And we often hear these testimonies.
就是。我们为人代祷的时候，其实不是只是付出。
And this is that, when we pray for other people, we are not only giving.
我们会得到更多神的祝福。
We will also receive more of God's blessings.
那他还有一些见证哈，就是讲到他就说工作上还不是很稳定的时候。
And he also testified that when his work wasn't very stable.
但是就说他在这个当中啊，神却带领他可以去做一些帮助人的工作。
The Lord guided him so he could help other people.
也帮助他的灵性上在这个当中更成长。
And the Lord also allowed him to grow spiritually during this time.
那最后我们来看一下耶利米书二十九章。
Lastly, let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
十一节哈。
Verse 11.
十一节，神说：“我知道我向你所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”
11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
这个也是神给他的一个体验，让他知道他所经历的呢。到最后都会得到神满满的恩典。
This is also something Brother Ye experienced, and this taught him that his experiences will bless him at the end.
那他最后有讲到这个他得圣灵神给他的一个启示。
And lastly, Brother Ye shared about how he received the Holy Spirit and what the Lord taught him.
就耶利米书，我们刚才读那个看十三节哈。
If we look at Jeremiah at chapter 29, verse 13,
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
那时候他才明白说他不可以就说脚踏两条船就说去这个教会，在我们教会又去别的教会。
And this is when he learned that he cannot be in two churches at the same time.
我想神给他很多的体验跟恩典就是要也是要让他知道要专心的寻求我们这位天上真神。
And I know that the Lord gave him a lot of experiences and grace so that he would learn to wholeheartedly seek after God.
很感谢神那我们今天的见证会就到这里结束。
And we thank God this concludes our testimony session today.
愿一切荣耀归于天上真神。
May all the glory be unto our God in heaven.
那我们因为时间超过，我们就默祷结束。
So we'll just pray with a silent prayer.
Amen.